Well, the local share market has kicked off the week with some heavy losses, certainly stemming from fresh concerns over European and North American markets over the weekend. We have slower economic growth in Europe, as well as some potential signs of a recession in the United States. And that's certainly given equity markets and risk assets certainly a bit of a shock. The ASX 200 today down around 69 points or 1.1% to 6,126. It's the second heaviest loss that we've seen so far in 2019. And what we had today was around 80% of our top 200 stocks in negative territory. Most of our sectors, of course, in the red. Losses are led by energy. Softer demand expectations for oil saw most of our energy producers certainly weaker. Santos and Origin, some of the worst. Origin down around 4.5% today. Tech stocks also weaker. Altium down 8.5%. Afterpay down more than 5%. And WiseTech Global down a similar 4.5%. In the financials, of course, the big four banks all weaker. ANZ the worst, down more than 2%. Westpac down around 1.5% as it announced a further $260 million hit in provisions that will impact its cash earnings for the first half, which will be released a little bit later this year. Now, we did see some small pockets of improvements on the market. The more defensive stocks, such as property trusts and gold, certainly did lift. We had Newcrest Mining and Oceana Gold in particular up more than 3% each, but we saw Dacian Gold down around the 7% mark. They came out with a quarterly update. Their production over the March quarter a little bit weaker than what was expected, and they've also now lowered their full year guidance as well. What we also saw on the company front, Freedom Foods up nearly 4.7%. They deny that they were interested in buying Kirin Holdings' Lion Dairy and Drinks business. Coca-Cola Limited or Amatil did also rebuff any acquisition talks of Lion Dairy and Drinks about a week and a half ago. The Aussie dollar relatively stable at 70.8 US cents.